Blog Talk Radio.
Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, spiritual relationship healing expert, your relationship healer, helping you heal your body, your relationships, and your life through love, and author of the book Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com. Please go to Amazon.com and get a copy of my Kindle books, The Gift of Love, which is only 99 cents for a few more days, and The Delicate Dance of Love, which is on free promo for 3 days. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what. No matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So my question is, are you ready to roll with the flow and thrive in life with less stress and more ease? Would you like to know how to get the most out of each and every day? Well, on this show, I'm planning to speak with Mary T. Curtis of Improv Global. She's a trainer, speaker, coach, and addictions counselor with a passion to guide the development of people and organizations. With her extensive Second City improv training, her Irish charm, and her passionate energy, she can quickly move you out of your comfort zone and into action. On this show, Mary is planning to share tips and tools to help you maximize your potential and successfully navigate your life without a script. She will reveal the secret to adapting quickly to change, thinking on your feet, and communicating effectively with all the people in your life. She can be reached at Mary T. Curtis. The problem is that we are scheduled to speak today on this show, and for some reason, Mary Curtis is not here. So I realized that the purpose of the show is to think on your feet and be present in the moment, and why not experience that right now, which is exactly what I'm experiencing as the host. This is probably the biggest fear as a radio show host, that your guest may not show up for some reason, and it's really hard to know. Maybe they got the time wrong, maybe there's some issue with their telephone or their communication. So how do you think on your feet? Well, this is about appropriately responding to a situation and loving the moment. Very often when something like this happens, I will just hang up because the goal was to speak to the guest. But I have so much life wisdom to share with you about loving your life in the moment, no matter what is happening, and also not taking anything personally. That's a really old Buddhist thought, to just not take things personally. This situation right now, it's not personal. It's not something that's being done to me. Nobody intended to do this. But something happened where the guest has not shown up. So I have to take this moment to be present, take a breath, feel okay about it, and then become curious, like, why did this happen? And for me, it feels like a test of my own ability to just accept what comes at me and deal with it and think on my feet. So I am thinking on my feet. I'm actually sitting in a chair right now. And I'm thinking of what can I share with you that would really help you if you get into some kind of situation where something didn't go right. Like I have seen it at an event where someone has a PowerPoint already, a beautiful PowerPoint with pictures and images and words and the whole story that they want to tell, and the technology doesn't work. So that person has to think on their feet, speak extemporaneously, even though they have a whole beautiful slide present. So is there something going on in your life right now that you can't control, that maybe is very upsetting to you? It's not what you would like to have happen. It's not the way you want it to be. One example is you're an empty nester and your child has returned. And here you had a free life and you're free to date and to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life if you're single, or if it's a couple, you're free to travel and just enjoy your life together, and then your child returns. How do you respond to this? It's part of life, and there are situations that occur that we just cannot control. You find out that your partner is speaking to someone intimately on Facebook or some other social media site. How do you handle this? Do you assume right away this partner is horrible and doing something mean? Do you assume right away something's wrong with me? I don't look good enough. I'm not behaving well enough. Or do you sit back, take a deep breath, and start to get curious about what is going on? Why is this situation happening right now? One of the flaws in our thinking about spirituality is we think that if we become enlightened and spiritually aware, that all of our problems are going to disappear. And it really seems to be the opposite. It seems that the more clear you get, the more centered, the more clarity you have about the universe and who you are and where you fit in, sometimes the problems escalate. It's just that your ability to handle them and to focus on them and to not take it too personally, to manage the stress, that piece can really improve with your higher spiritual awareness. I recently spoke to someone who was in a nightclub in Israel during a bombing many years ago, and she just, instead of taking in the trauma, although I'm sure there is residual trauma in her, she took action in the moment and found herself helping people and doing whatever she could to improve the situation. And we never know when we're going to be in a situation like that. Someone was kayaking recently on a river in California, and a family was in a big van, and it landed in the river. And luckily, that guy who was kayaking was able to save the mother and the two children. And then, luckily, there was a truck nearby, and they came and saved the father. We never know what we're going to be called upon to do in the moment. So the more that you can think on your feet and respond appropriately in the moment, the better off your whole life is going to be. So when you run into a situation like I just had right now, how are you going to handle it? I would say just take a chance, be brave, and handle it in the moment. Do whatever needs to be done. And this is only giving you practice and strengthening your ability to be present in the moment. Being present with a partner is so valuable. A business partner or a friend or a family member, child, parent, relatives. Being present so that even if they're attempting to control you or being manipulative or saying something you don't want to hear that maybe isn't even the truth, you can be present and not responding and not getting all upset, like, why is he saying this to me? What happens is if you're not present and you respond to what that person is saying, you're not responding, you're reacting. You're getting defensive. You're proving to them that they're wrong. You're getting angry that how can they think that way, or why are they doing that to you, and why don't they leave you alone? But if you can remain present, then you can look at the situation and you can say to this person without a lot of emotion, why are you trying to manipulate me? Rather than why are you saying that to me and getting all upset, why are you trying to control me? What's the benefit to you? I don't feel good when you do that. The more that you can be neutral and calm and present in all of your life situations, the happier you will be. So at this point, I'm going to say goodbye for now. This is Dr. Erica Goodstone from HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com and createhealingandlovenow.com/blog. You can find many of my blog posts there and products. And remember that I have two books on a special promo, The Gift of Love at Amazon for only 99 cents, and The Delicate Dance of Love is on free promo until April 10th.